Get ready to laugh your ass off. The brothers you've always wanted, but the girls you've never had.
Whoa! Now, so we don't forget. Yes, it's Gemma time.
It is.
All right, so Gemma sends us 4 questions every week. We really have to do this. Just ask the fucking questions.
Number one, running out the door.
Everybody knows who Gemma is at this point, whatever. If you're a new listener podcast, you'll get it. Go on.
Running out the door, what do you take? A handbag, a normal bag, just a wallet in the pocket?
Okay, a wallet in the pocket, a cell phone in the pocket, and my keys, and then usually cigarettes and lighter are still in the car. But Denise, that I have to, this is perfectly timed because I started carrying my purse again this week.
Well, that's just grease of corporate America.
Oh, my God, I cannot carry a purse. I can't.
Does it look like you're carrying just
a bag
of pennies?
It bothers my shoulder. I don't need anything that's in it. I'm not even sure why I'm carrying it with me.
Oh, look at you wanting to fit
I'm
in.
I'm not there to put everything in my pockets for you.
That's correct.
Honestly, you know, one of the advantages to dating a femme girl is that you always get to put your shit in their purse.
Right.
I don't know how that happened that I end up putting stuff in my pockets because the femme girl goes, I'm just going to put my purse in the trunk.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Then I get the keys, the lipstick,
yeah,
yep. the wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't.
That's why I've been starting to buy cargos.
I can't.
I can't jam all that shit in my front pocket.
Oh
my God.
I cannot carry a purse.
I look like I'm made of Legos, you know? Seriously.
Oh, friendly, look what's on the table.
A bottle of pink.
Yeah. Pink vodka, nice. A couple of draft beer. Look at that. And then
nice.
We've got the peanuts on the loose.
Oh, yeah.
I thought so, too.
Oh, my God. Don't be a patsy. Learn how to talk about... Oh, that's not ours.
Yeah, no. Why is it there?
I don't know. Whatever. Must be a new sponsor. Welcome aboard. Drugfree.org as we do this disgusting show.
That's funny.
Good grief. Oh, yeah, it looks good.
Denise.
Oh, number two, Donna.
She said,
Denise, what do you take out the door?
Oh, I, wallet, keys, cell phone, in pocket, cigarettes in hand, and now lipstick. In back pocket.
Back, oh, so it's warm and stuff. Yeah, Vicky. Yeah. Vicky doesn't take, she takes a backpack, an overnight bag.
A laptop. Yeah, 10 million pill
snacks.
Bottles. Butterfingers.
And that's
prepared,
just to run up there. Just to run up.
Just to come here.
That's just to run up to the corner for gas. That's correct, you guys. Number two, Denise, what was the last CD you bought? Not that shit that Jason Banner gave us. What is the last CD you bought?
Tough.
Yeah, I haven't a clue. What did I buy?
I think it was the Madagascar soundtrack.
You know what? I'm going to go with that, Denise, and agree with you.
I honestly, God, don't know. I think I bought like an
I older...
I bought an old CD off of...
I do. I know what I bought.
I bought an old CD off of Amazon.com of Trinneer.
Who's Trinneer?
Ugh, big 80s. How can we be wrong?
No, got nothing.
Let the music play, he will get away.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, wait, that was Shannon.
Yeah, that was. What'd you buy then?
I bought Trinneer because How Can We Be Wrong was on it, and then...
Is that like, How Can We Be Wrong?
No.
How Can We Be Wrong? Oh, no, that's Why Can't We Be Friends.
Right.
Why Can't We Be Friends? That's it.
I don't know. Look it up. Trinneer.
In August, I bought the brand new Weezer CD. That was my last purchase.
Wow.
The red
one. We sucked at that one, huh?
Okay.
All right, number three. It's been a million years since you were both with boys. Do you still have condoms in stock at your place?
Now, at my place, I do have condoms in stock, and that was so I could have them for Ben so he doesn't run out or like, can always just find them. But also, condoms in stock is a very good thing for toys.
I have a nightstand drawer full, and they're not old because I get them at every gay event that we go to.
But what do you use them for?
For toys.
Right, because it just makes cleanup so much easier.
Well, yeah, and you don't want somebody to be creeped out, like when you pull something out from under the bed, and they're like, how many people have used that?
You know, you're like 7, but listen, I have condoms.
I put on the condom, and I go, just to you, baby.
sweet!
Nice, right?
That's a good one.
Thank you. I enjoy. Feel free to use it as long as you credit me.
Okay.
After your orgasm.
And here's Gemma always poking a little too deep, if you ask me. Discuss rimming. Have you done it? Have you had it done? Do you like it? And do you recommend it, Denise? Why don't you first tell everybody what rimming is? Because a lot of
people... Isn't that like a tongue in the pucker hole?
A tongue in the starfish.
Okay. Yes, and yes.
Discuss.
Oh, it says, have you done it? Yes. Have you had it done? Yes. Do you like it? Yes. Do you recommend it? Highly.
That's right. You're all about the butt.
I'm all right with it.
Do you give as well as receive the rim?
Only if they're scrubbed to perfection.
All right, Vicky?
Only if it's the first thing I'm doing, too.
Right there first? Who starts there?
No. I mean, like, if that's like after foreplay when you're going in, like that's...
Hey, baby, you want to hook up? Bend over, spread your cheeks.
Sit on this. No, I just mean, like, when I'm starting phase two, that's going to be the starting point.
Vicky, how about you? How do you feel about rimming, Vicky?
I think this is more for you.
No, really. Give your opinion. Have you done it?
I have sweet rims on my car.
I have sweet rims on my car.
I enjoy the rimming, Denise.
I'm sure you do.
I have had it done. I have done it, and I highly recommend. And I am a giver as well as a receiver.
Let me ask you this two-part question. Where did you first learn about it? Did somebody do it to you? Did you see it on something? Did you watch it on Queer as Folk?
I've been familiar with the rimming since prior to coming out.
Okay. The rimming. Like the pot.
The pot.
The pot.
Speaking of the pot.
Are you on the pot, Donna?
Yes, Denise, I am. Are you on the pot, Denise?
Edge is very surprised at me.
That you would have enjoyed the... Edge, she's very much into anal play.
Oh, easy. Great.
Did you not hear the show about the beads?
Oh, my God. Four times. What's the problem?
And when I presented you with the toy of anal beads...
Yes, that
was a big toy.
That was a good toy.
Oh, yeah, I need to get mine. Okay, good.
I have some still in the package for my birthday if you'd like them.
No, my mom took those, remember? Rimming is a good thing. And now we're going to actually, Denise, didn't your mom have a... We're going to actually do an oh yes moment, Denise.
Yeah, because if there was ever a show to do it on, this is the one.
All right, let me have the pipe.
Okay, so the other day, I'm at my mom's, and it was, like, after work, you know, like, around dinner time, and she's fixing dinner, and my stepdad walks in and from work. So my mother said, go take a shower. Dinner's almost ready. So he goes off to take a shower. So my mom gets everything done, and she was like, oh, I found all this hair color on sale, so I bought you a couple, but come and pick out your color, because I wasn't sure, so I bought a couple different kinds. So we start heading in that direction of the house, and I go, oh, wait a minute. Rick's taking a shower. We can't go in there. And she goes... We're not going in the bedroom. We're going in the spare bathroom. I have them in the closet in there. And I'm like, oh, good, because I am not in the mood to be seeing peni. And my mom goes, unless it's on a big old strap-on.
Oh, my God!
Mom.
What did you say?
I was like, I know you didn't. That's what I said when I was telling Donna the story. I'm like, all these years, and she waited to drop that. That's how she's going to approach it. So I was like, Mom, that's so different because there's nice soft boobies on the other end of that.
Nice.
Yeah.
You did not say that to your mother.
And she just laughed.
So
said, okay,
tonight we're going to discuss strappy fucking. Fucking with a strap on.
Okay.
Fucking hard and often with a strap on.
Where are you going with this?
Well, I don't have anything prepared, so I don't have any clinical anything.
All right, let's talk about, like, from the base stage. You got to find out if your partner's even into it.
Right. Well, the important thing about this is that some lesbians feel that penetration makes you not a real lesbian, but it's really...
We're here to tell you that's false.
Hard to explain that the fucking is not, I mean, you know...
It doesn't mean you want to be with a dude in any way, shape, or form.
No, you can. It's actually better because behind the strappy is a nice soft puss that's going to be available.
That's like called keeping your eye on the prize.
Exactly. Yeah. So you got boobs and a strap on, and then you get totally fucked. No, I'm speaking of totally fucked. I'm going to put down the pipe right now.
All
right,
girl.
And then after...
We did just say no.
And then for a moment, it's only quarter of. And then after, you know, the fucking of your life, if you're a lucky girl, then you get to have, like, the puss behind the strappy. So you don't have to deal with that messy cleanup, like, you know, the cum thing and then the stickiness. You just take the condom off, clean up the lube if you use it, and then there you go. You're good to go.
Smack a condom on and switch parts.
I don't do that. You do
no.
that?
I have.
Yeah? Yeah? I can't. I kind of, like, it doesn't feel right for me to be donning said strappy.
Why?
I don't have much.
Ever?
Yeah, I, once, and it was a mess. It was hysterical, actually.
Really?
No rhythm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I have a lot of rhythm, but, like, no, like, it just seemed like the wrong thing for me to be doing.
It's all about upper body strength, Donna.
Really? Yeah,
yes,
I'm not,
yes.
Yeah, no, I prefer the reception rather than the delivery.
I would have to agree, but I don't mind delivering when there's a call for it.
I'd rather just do, like, you know, the handheld at that point.
Mm.
Why? I just can't do it.
Because here's the thing, like, if I just got it and I had an orgasm, now I'm really excited.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it really good for that person.
Because the banging.
And then I'm going to have another one. Just from doing it.
Like, so the actual slamming into causes an orgasm in
yeah, the whole, yeah, that and the whole place that you're in. You're like, you're doing this, you know?
I am doing
this. You are doing this. So, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what's going through my mind.
You jump out of your head for a minute and you're like, am I doing this? Oh, my God.
I am so doing this.
I am so fucking this girl. I am fucking a girl with a strappy.
Yep, and she is digging it. So, yeah, that's...
thoroughly, like, uncoordinated and dumb.
Well, then you just don't do it then.
Right.
You're just the fucky.
I am the fucky.
In my mind, you're the fucker. But that's different.
Mother.
No,
I enjoy the strappy every now and then.
It's not a bad thing.
Did you see how fast I finished this drink, by the way?
Yeah, you were sucking on that like it was...
I was sucking on this like it's a strappy.
Oh, nice. What's your thoughts on that?
I fucking love the strappy blowjob. I love giving the strappy blowjob.
Just knowing that you're not going to take a load in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, it looks totally hot, and like, and you're down there, and you got a mouthful of
latex.
And you just
taste great.
Look up, and there's this like face.
You do not look up.
Fuck yes, I do.
Oh, you don't make those stupid porno doe eyes, do
you? Absolutely not. I just love the whole face.
I can't stand that.
No, it's awesome though.
Ugh.
Because it's like the wearer of the show. Like, all right, so you've given the strappy blowjob?
Yes.
But have you received the strappy blowjob?
Yes.
And isn't it hot?
Receiving it is, as long as that person doesn't look up. Because then it turns into like a cheap fucking porn and I can't.
No.
I laugh in their face.
Let me just tell you,
I will break a moment like a board at a karate studio.
Oh my God.
Honest to God, I will bust out laughing when I see the doe eyes.
Okay, but no, here's the thing. It's like...
I'm just like, listen, Gemma Jameson, let's take a break.
Being at an inappropriate time.
Exactly.
No, it's totally hot because it's like, at that moment, it's their dick. Like, they own it. Like you just said, I am fucking doing this.
I'm okay with receiving it. I'm just telling you, the minute that happens, it doesn't matter how proud I am of what this little girl's doing.
Have you made somebody come while giving the strappy blowjob?
I think it was more foreplay stuff.
Oh, my God.
So it wasn't like at the end of it.
My God. It's amazing.
Sure. And the whole reward is, like I said, not taking a load in the face.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's so easy to, you know, it's so much easier with a fake, like a dildo or, you know, just the latex because...
It doesn't change size.
Yeah, it's the same size right away, right?
It's a little more flexible.
Yeah, you don't have that whole balls in the face thing going on at the same time.
See anyone?
I can buy those.
You can buy those.
Remember the picture with the grapes at Daytona Pride, or at Melbourne Pride with the grapes?
Yes, the picture of you.
Oh, that's funny.